Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dirkelberg back on the show. Bill has been hanging out with us now for over 17 years. He's the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business. He's the purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism now for almost a half century. It is the gold standard of this research, folks, and keeping up with what people are, what small business owners are thinking and saying and doing out on Main Street, people just like you. And he's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you back. So we got, overall, we got a little good news, kind of the more up arrows in August, didn't we?
Well, yeah, if you looked at the components of the index, there are 10. I think we had 5 up and 5 down, but the downs were, you know, really small ones. So the overall index.
Yes, that's the reason. I wasn't even counting the small ones. Yeah, I just threw those out.
Yeah. Yeah, the overall index went up a tenth of a point. The point is, it's over 105, which is like, you know, a very rare
right.
Number to see in the 43-year history of this survey. Now, this
and
these
10
are,
points.
These are huge numbers.
At least 10 points above the average for the previous 8 years.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, going into the election last year, we were at 95, so we're 10 points above that.
Yep.
And
it had gotten in the previous 8 years, it had gotten into 93, 94.
Oh, yeah. Well, the average for the entire 43, 44 years is around 98, and we never attained that in the last, through 2016. We never
actually,
got
not,
there.
Not since 06, I think, probably.
Yeah, we came close, but we just didn't get there.
Yeah.
So we had a very, very, as we've noted, a very, very below average recovery.
Right.
And it showed up, of course, in the poor GDP growth and slow employment growth. And the only reason we got low unemployment is that a lot of people left the labor force, discouraged,
mm-hmm.
or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that 0.1 increase in the overall index, it may be a low number, but it is the trend that's pushing the 105.3 overall number into rarefied air. So, I mean, it's still, even though it's not a big increase, it's still moving up into more rarefied air.
Yeah, it went up and down, so that's we always like that. there were some big drivers. I mean, expectations for real sales growth added 5 points to the overall gain. And that's very good. And reports of actual sales gains were up 3 points, so that was good. So things are happening on Main Street that are good, and they're expected to continue. And we like that.
Right. Absolutely. So the economy in the second quarter grew 3%. Do you think your numbers in August are reflecting some of that? Is there still some optimism, some momentum from that from the quarter that ended in July? Do you think August benefited from some of that?
Well, yeah. Again, what makes our small business owners happy? Customers. And
that's right.
So the first quarter was terrible. The second quarter, consumer spending picked up very strongly, so that was good. And toward the end of the second quarter and into the third quarter, we saw capital spending picking up in the economy as well as in the small business sector. So, you know, those are the things that keep small businesses happy, is the sales seem to continue to grow, and that's a good thing.
Right. No question about it. So, if you look out into the rest of the year, what are you seeing?
I think we'll have growth that's closer to 3 than we've been having over the past many years, and that's good. So I think that we're definitely not that 3 or 4% economy that the Trump administration talked about yet, but that's because, of course, Congress hasn't shifted us out of first gear, so they're still grinding around doing nothing to change the things that really held the economy down. In particular, of course, the Obamacare restrictions, taxes.
Well, and I'm afraid that there's not much that the Congress is going to do this year that's going to change. It's going to affect optimism for the rest of the year. I'm afraid they've waited too long now. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bill Knuckleburg. First, we're going to get into the internal segments of this index.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.